Are you guys going to play that? Did you see that new Harry Potter game?
I did see the new Harry Potter game. It looks... You know what I thought about the new Harry Potter game? I thought, can't I already do all of this in Elden Ring? Like,
that's true.
Like, okay.
It really is just the novelty of walking around in Hogwarts, I guess, is what makes people want to play it.
Yeah.
I like the idea of like a classroom simulating kind of game. Like,
yeah, you would.
Classes and stuff. Wait, what is that supposed
to be? Go ahead. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
What's that mean? You know, yeah, going to classrooms, into students' bathrooms and stuff. You
know. Okay. Wow. Yeah, okay. Okay. No, I don't even have to do the jokes. He's doing it for himself. I'm outsourcing him.
Whatever direction. It's yes and, okay? I was trying to go whatever direction you were trying to push me in.
Yep.
Cassidy made me.
Yeah. My client is pleading insanity.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know. It looks all right. I think the combat looks like crap, though.
It did. It looked boring.
It did. Yeah. That's what I thought.
And it's like
fun, like barely, but all that made me think was wanting to ask you guys if you guys play Pokemon Arceus and if that was any good. That's all I got from it.
Oh, I did. And it was okay. Pokemon, they are getting ready to release another version. Did we already talk about this on the podcast? Eh, who cares?
No.
So it felt kind of almost like a demo of it felt like they took Breath of the Wild, they were given those like assets, and then they made this game kind of with those, but it was kind of like a demo of like, this is what we can do with a Pokemon franchise in an open world. Now the next game that's coming out, there's going to be two of them, and just it's like the mainline franchise games, so like a Red and Blue, but it's set in this big open world.
Oh, that's cool.
So they're officially moving the franchise to like open world now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good idea. That's what they needed to do.
This is the game I'm hyped for. This is the game most people, because everybody's freaking out about Arceus, and it was fine, right? It was fine game. You got to see kind of like what was possible. I'm hoping this next game is going to be like, we've fine-tuned it all. Here's like a full-fledged game, and I hope it's really good. I feel like it has to be really good, considering how good Elden Ring was, setting kind of a new bar for open-world games. But,
they're not going to hit that bar.
No, they're not going to hit that bar.
Yeah, nobody's going to hit that for a while. But I do like, though, because like of all the games to copy off of, Breath of the Wild's a pretty good one to pick.
And yeah.
I thought that the games were going to run that into the ground really fast, but honestly, everything that has tried to copy Breath of the Wild has benefited from it. Like Halo Infinite, the campaign was good because it tried to copy off Breath of the Wild, like with the open world and stuff. So like, yeah, I'm all for it. I'll probably hold off. I haven't played Arceus. I almost did, but then I was like, Elden Ring's out soon. I'm just going to wait for that.
Yeah.
But it sounds like if there's just another one on its way,
I'll
probably just wait for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they say tentatively when? Is that like next year?
Probably. I just remember seeing the announcement trailer. The announcement trailer was probably like a month or two ago. So, So I would just hang off, for that. Because the problem with Legends Arceus is you can't trade, which is a really big part of the game. There's no online battles. It's pretty much like a single player experience. So that's why it came and went so fast.
Oh man. And if they do some of the, I remember some of the games that I kind of fell off Pokemon for a while, but when I was playing, they were just starting to do some like player housing and stuff. Do you remember that? Where like you could like, you had like a cave and you could like decorate your cave and stuff.
I don't remember that.
I want to say it was Pokemon like Ruby and stuff is what introduced that.
Really?
It was like, yeah, you could like have your own, you had like your own cave. And, like, you could buy items from the world. Like you could buy like carpets and like TVs and like couches and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you could go decorate your cave like that. And then I think there was a system where you could like link up with your friends, like your friend's Game Boy, and like go visit their house.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I never really, I feel like I died with that game.
I think it probably
like,
did.
They were just, yeah, like maybe they were just experimenting it, but it was just like thinking about going forward, if they do like a full open world thing, if they kind of brought some of that back, that'd be cool.
See, I played Sword and Shield, which is many, I want to say generations after that. And I don't think I don't remember anything like that. So I think, yeah, it came and went with that version. But
could we
a link?
What's that? What,
could off the top of our heads, could we name the whole lineage of Pokemon? Like how far can we go down the lineage? So like it starts with Pokemon Yellow, right? Or Pokemon Pikachu edition?
Incorrect.
No?
It was Red and Blue, right? Before that.
But the very first iteration of Pokemon was Red, Blue, and Green in Japan. We never got Green here.
Oh, it was Red and Blue. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah, Red
so
and Blue.
I had Blue, so I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep.
I had Blue.
And then Yellow was the third or the second because it was Red and Blue, and then Yellow came out because everyone
was like
Pikachu.
That was like combined, right?
Yeah.
I combined Red and Blue.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Which they've kind of continued that where it's like, because then there was... there was Silver and Gold.
Right.
I'm not sure if that was after Red and Blue, but
was it?
Sounds right.
When was like right. Pokemon Crystal?
Oh yeah, there was like.
Was I don't know. We didn't get very far in the lineage, did we?
I don't know.
For me, it stops after Silver and Gold. So that was the forgot what those birds were in Lugia
and Hoenn. Hoenn was the the red one, and Lugia was a like white or silver one. Because then they re-released those games as Heart Gold and Soul Silver, but you also I think maybe Crystal is after those, perhaps. And
I
then
am a fan of the Pokemon Crystal, we just got a comment saying I'm a fan of the Pokemon Crystal, and that is true.
Uh huh.
I was also a fan of when did. Pokemon Ruby and Pokemon Emerald. Those were ones that I really liked.
And wasn't there Sapphire at some point?
Oh, yes. Was that part? That was part of that batch. Yeah, because Emerald was the combination one.
Oh, okay.
There's always like there's always two, and then there's a third one that comes out later that's like a combo of them with like extra content.
I don't think we can do it linearly, but I do think we might be able to name them all. Because there was White and Black. Yeah. There was also White and Black. There was, you said the Sapphire and Ruby, I think.
And Jake said Emerald at one point.
Yeah.
Emerald, yeah. So Sapphire, Ruby, and Emerald, that's a batch.
Then they did Leaf Green, Fire Red, which was a remake of Red and Green.
Red and Blue. Oh, yeah, Green in Japan.
I don't think we got a Blue remake.
Oh.
blue is the same, right?
Huh? What?
Well, those are all the, like, they always come out in threes, or they come out in twos, and then there's a third one.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're always the same game, right? They just have different Pokemon between them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I would say the remake of Blue would be that, like, Leaf Red and Leaf Green. Green is just basically blue and green, right?
Probably. Because green was, we never got green, so I don't know what green, I don't know what difference between red and blue and green were. So,
yeah,
which is weird because I don't know. Is that all of them? Is that all? There was Sword and Shield, and then I'm forgetting one that I played before Sword and Shield, and I liked it a lot. Fuck, I can't think of it. I always forget it. But yeah, there's a lot of fucking Pokemon games. We know that.
Oh, X and Y.
X and Y. Yeah, I played X and Y.
Wow.
And I'm guessing the third one was Z.
You know, we really should have just pulled this shit up at one point, at some point.
Well, I wanted to see if we knew. I wanted to.
Okay.
And these guys guessed it.
Let me pull it up now and let's see how many we got and how many we missed. List of Pokemon games. Okay. We got Red, Green, Blue, Yellow. Got them. Gold and Silver. Got them. Crystal was them combined. Ruby and Sapphire we got. Red and Leaf Green we got. Emerald we got. Ah, we forgot Diamond and Pearl.
Oh, shit. Which, I played those, too.
Which turned into Platinum. Heart, Gold, and Soul Silver we got. Black and White we got. We forgot Black and White 2. They did Black 2 and White 2.
That's
I'm not counting it.
Did he stay on Game Boy the whole time?
No, so the systems changed. So like Diamond and Pearl was Nintendo DS, Black and White was DS, X and Y was 3DS. Then we get into our seventh generation. We forgot these. Sun and Moon. And then now we're on the 3DSs, but and then later the Nintendo Switch. So we're getting close to now. Sun and Moon, Ultra Sun and Moon, Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. I don't consider those mainline, that mainline series game. And Sword and Shield. Nope. Jake says, nope. I agree. They're not. Out of here. Those are not. Those. That's not a mainline game.
Because they threw out some of the core mechanics, right?
To yeah.
Throw out, like, yeah. So, nah, I wouldn't count them.
Not a mainline game. Sword and Shield, yes. Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. God damn. We did not name that, but that's a remake. And then you got Arceus, which I would also say is not a mainline game. I'd say it's a spinoff. So there you go. We named all. We caught them all.
The new ones are going to be part of the mainline?
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, I think sweet. That's the big thing. That? Yeah, let me look it up here.
That's kind of
hype. While you're looking that up, you know what's crazy about Pokemon is I used to think that the show came before the games. Do you guys think that? Or was I just an idiot? No?
I don't know if I thought that.
I literally thought.
I think I was too dumb.
I literally thought that there's the show and then the games were made after the show. But found out later that that's not true. It's games first.
I don't even think I knew one way or the other. Like, I even thought about it.
Oh, really? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Now I know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I can find this. I don't know how to search for it. Pokemon Switch announcement, Pokemon game, Pokemon Switch announcement. Oh, here we go.
Oh, Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet.
There you go. Yep.
Oh, no shit. And that's the one that's supposed to be more open world like Arceus?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
Let me see if I can find the trailer. I'm not sure if it's going to have any audio for our listeners who are probably already loving this. Here you go.
I thought we were going to talk about Demon Slayer.
Right.
There's probably... No,
we're talking about Pokemon first.
There's okay. Probably overlap. Oh, here we go. Okay. I'm going to play some of this. Okay. Skip to highlight. It still looks pretty bad as far as like how pixelated it is.
Uh-huh.
It's on
the Switch, though.
Yeah. There's really no hope for anything other than that. So what we're seeing right now is like big mountains, open world. There's like a big Pokemon castle ahead in the distance. Some lakes. This is the Pokemon world. It honestly looks a lot like Arceus. Yeah. Where's the tree sentinel?
Where's Dung Eater?
Pokemon would be really good if the series, like, if the console that it was on didn't lag behind, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they could. I don't know. Some of it's that. Some of it's, like... Because, like, Breath of the Wild looks pretty good on Switch.
Yeah.
But this game is arguably doing a lot more because it's got, like, a lot of internal, like, interior environments and stuff.
That's pretty much only gameplay there.
Okay. I was like, oh, wait. Graphics just got way better.
Yeah. So it's straight up just an announcement.
Cool.
I don't think we know when, but late 2022. Oh, shit.
What?
Damn. Okay.
That's going to get delayed, right? No way.
Top,
that's cool, though.
Yeah. Top comment. That's looks like Legends. With actual towns and cities and stuff. Yeah, see, Arceus is like you have one town and then it's all open world. So it feels like they kind of built that game in preparation for this game. It's just kind of like, in Pokemon style, make a little cash on the way. Like, oh, here's a game real quick.
Nope. I mean, it's also a good way to figure out if people like it, you know?
True.
What people don't like about it. Maybe they can switch gears a little bit if there's something that they don't like about it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But it was a full... It was a $60 game, though, right?
Yeah. They don't mess around. They're going to get your money. They're going to get your money. I might actually go back to it. It's going to be hard to go back to, though, after fucking Elden Ring.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard. I can't go back
to anything, any games after Elden Ring, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I say let's take a little break, and when we come back, we will start getting into Demon Slayer. And I'm just going to vamp a little bit while I look for the button. Okay, we'll be right back. Welcome to Binger Cringe, the podcast about first episodes. I'm your host, Cassidy, and with me today is Josh.
Hello.
And Jake.
Hello.
Getting to our introductions a little earlier than the last one where it was about, 30 minutes into the episode.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We had a lot to talk about.
We did. I wanted to mention, if you want to send us a message, we're going to add a little thing at the end of our episodes, probably next week, or we'll forget about it, more likely. If you want to send us a message, anchor.fm/bingercringepod. You can leave us a voice message there. It's pretty easy to do. You can do it on a phone or a computer or a Nintendo 3DS. We will probably play it on the episode, answer your questions, comments, keep your concerns to yourself. Or you can also email us at bingercringepod@gmail.com. And we will take a look at that on the episode. So this week, I thought I would play the trailer for the Demon Slayer anime, and none of this is going to be in English, so we can just talk over it.
So our listeners are just going to love it.
Then. They're already locked in on this episode.
That's true.
Okay, they're looking at Pokemon lists. Good, good. This is what I like to hear. Okay, they don't know the names of all of the series, but they're trying to figure it out. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Yeah, this is good content.
Hey, I guess should we mention then that since the topic came up, where they can go to watch if they want to watch
the podcast? Yes, of course. Well, right now we do stream the podcast every Friday, depending on how Jake feels. On the
My tummy hurt.
Jake had a... a major tummy trouble issue. I think he said, "I'm tired," and we're like, "Oh, yep, we'll push it. We'll push it."
Jake had a big day.
Yeah, Jake's weepy. Okay, that's fine. So typically, we stream these from twitch.tv/smarkmark. SMARKMARK on Twitch at 6 p.m. Central Time. That's every other Friday. But typically every Friday, I will also be streaming there. And it's, you like this content? Think about what you're hearing right now, but amped up a little more exciting, a little more extreme. Jake and Josh are nodding furiously. They're like, yeah, this is right, this is right.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But yeah, so you can find it there. But yeah, anchor.fm/bingercringepod or email us at bingeorcringepod@gmail.com. So we watched Demon Slayer. Let's watch a demon trailer, right? So this is, oh shit, what's his name again? Tanjiro. He's walking his sister through some snow, right? Y'all remember this?
Yep.
Yep.
This is the realm of the demons.
Cold. This trailer's 3 minutes long. Cool scene. So what we see here is Tanjiro's family has been slaughtered.
Fucking bloodbath.
Blood everywhere.
This is all over the house. This is right. This is the moment where I thought, okay, I like where this is going. Like, I did not know if it was going to be such, like, this mature of a show, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's less psycho to hear then.
Oh, I like this.
Yes, every family slaughter. More, please.
That's when I knew I'd like
it. I'll be back for seconds. Okay. Yeah. But I did like that it was, like, darker. You never know what you're going to get with animes, you know?
Are they not usually dark?
It depends.
The ones that we like are.
Yeah, the ones that we like are. A little nod to where this is going.
Yeah.
But like, I watched the whole Avatar series, and it's not dark at all, really. There's a few moments. I can actually say there's maybe three moments from the entire show, maybe even two, where I thought, oh, that's dark. That's darker than I expected from the show. Whereas this just starts straight off like brutal.
Family, yeah.
Yeah. So, but Avatar is also one of my favorite shows of all time and still didn't have to get into this sort of, you know, dark stuff, but... Tanjiro is a kind-hearted boy who loves his family. Well, we all know that. He was so kind and nice this whole episode, was he not?
Didn't I say loved his family?
Oh, too soon.
Savage.
Too soon. So basically, he's taking his sister. He's like the nicest. They make him like the nicest character of any show ever. Like, he's showing up in this town. Everyone's at... He's helping everyone. Everyone's asking him for help. He's like, oh, yeah, sure. Oh, have my food. Like, just giving away everything he owns. Like,
yeah, which I guess that is kind of an anime trope of, like, a main character is just, like, the nicest character ever, very naive, doesn't know a whole lot about the world, but is just, like, extremely kind.
It's like Goku. Just, like,
everybody. Yeah, he is kind of a Goku, yeah.
Yeah.
Goku went a little bit farther in that direction where he was, like, really stupid.
But... Goku's so stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid.
And a really bad father.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
And a terrible husband also.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Too stupid. Yeah, too stupid.
There was an episode. I know I brought this up before. I just think of Goku in this episode, and it's like in Super. So way down the line, and he's talking about his kids and saying he doesn't know how kids are made or like where kids come from. And I think he might have even been embarrassed to say he kissed his wife in this thing. Like, yeah. Okay. But yeah, this guy's like a golden child, like super nice. He's also, but so Tanjiro's he's not confident. Like, it's his thing too, He lacks confidence. He's like scared all the time.
He's very naive and innocent, and yeah.
Which is different from Goku, right? Like, Goku's like, I can beat you. I'm, you know, he's always thinking he can win the fight.
Yeah, Goku immediately from birth was like, yeah, I'll fight you. Whatever, yeah. I'll fight that giant bear the size of a mountain, whatever.
Right. So he's carrying his sister through the snow. His family was killed by demons. He was able to rescue his sister who was asleep. She later wakes up and is a demon, which was cool. This trailer, I don't think we're going to watch all of it. Maybe we will. So we're seeing a guy that's a boar. We didn't see this in the first episode. He looks kind of cool. That's kind of a spoiler. A boy who was raised by wild boars.
It happens.
Scenes of Tanjiro getting whooped. Yeah. This looks like a fan-made trailer.
Yeah.
Kinda. Nezuko! Well, I like how his sister looks in this. I think she looks cool. A sword fighting action adventure. So that's Demon Slayer, 2019.
Is there such thing as the anime run? They have a certain style when they run?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that,
Naruto, yeah.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
That's where
is that type of run?
Throw your hands back.
Yeah.
And you lean forward.
If you want to show
that's
us
what I thought.
Demonstrate.
Yeah, go ahead and give us a quick We'll tell you how to do it if you want to just go ahead and...
I was talking to you, Cassidy.
Oh,
you
me? Oh,
no. Yeah. We could see behind you. There's plenty of room if you wanted to show us.
Nah. I think I'm going to wait on that. I think we're going to wait on that one.
Yeah. The reason that I always heard that they do that or they animate it that way is because it's easier to animate when your arms aren't moving.
Oh.
Because if your arms are like, if you're trying to run realistically, your arms are moving constantly, right? So like that's much harder to animate. But they kind of came up with this anime run. One, because I think it's easier to animate, but also because it kind of looks cool a little bit. Mm-hmm. Running through the forest and just like,
I think this was like,
look,
my
the
first
wind is, oh yeah,
experience. Like I was like, is this what they call the anime run where they just ran with their hands back and
yeah,
flying? Yeah,
it's, I think it's implied that they're running so fast that the wind is like blowing their hands.
They did the anime run in this. I don't remember seeing it, but I believe just, you,
I think they even saw it in the trailer there
briefly. Yeah,
someone was running and their legs were moving and their arms were not.
If you've seen enough of the anime run, eventually it just becomes normal. Like, you don't notice it anymore. It
doesn't even register. It's just like, yep, here he is running. I'm watching the anime.
They do it in Dragon Ball Z, too.
Do they?
Not all the time, but sometimes, yeah.
Wow.
Maybe I watched it there.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't register for me, but I believe you that it definitely happens. Because there's this... I don't know what... I know that there's a style, like the name of like a style where... things get like really wacky. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you didn't see it much in this episode, but like where their like face goes pale and they have like the like big teardrop above their head. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's,
I think I've seen them do that. Or they'll close their eyes and all of a sudden there's like...
yeah, the lines.
Facial, yeah, the lines on their face.
Yeah.
So like the different facial expressions or moods.
We're like, yeah, shit like that.
Yeah.
So it's one of those kind of animes.
Did you guys watch this sub or dub?
Oh.
Did I do?
I watched it subbed.
I don't think I heard English. So I think read the subtitles the whole time.
Yeah,
I was going to ask because I started it dub and I didn't like it and I switched to sub.
Oh, the dubs weren't good?
Yeah, it was fine. I don't know. It just seemed like I felt like the dialogue was written kind of weird. So I was able to get through it a little bit because the dialogue was a little bad, to be honest.
There was one
part where he like falls off of the, I don't know if you guys remember. He's like, it's when his sister first starts turning into a demon or like. He thinks that she's like passed out on his back and he's like carrying her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, he's like going up a mountain and then like she starts to like freak out on his back and then he slips in the snow and falls down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that part?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he falls down and he like lands on his back and then he just had this weird line where he just says like, snow caused me to fall. Wait, snow saved me. But snow also caused me to fall.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That
was
yeah.
And he just stood up and just, like, went back to what he was doing. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was something awkward, deep.
A few awkward stuff like that. That didn't, like, it didn't ruin it for me, but it's just, like, some of the awkward writing. But that stuff was weirder when you heard it in English. When, like, hearing that in Japanese and reading it as a subtitle, for some reason it was just less weird to me. So I ended up switching it.
Interesting. I actually did the same. I did the same because I wanted to just, like, I had it as subs and I was like, I want to kind of hear what it sounds like with the voice acting. And I liked it better, honestly. Like, I'm in the same boat. I was like, yeah, this is good. This works for me. Not always the case, but yeah.
I do think there are some really good English dubs out there. So
yeah.
I always check, basically, to see if I like it or not.
Mm-hmm. I think we just come from watching anime or like in the past, and it took a pretty long time for it to get where the dubs were okay. Now I see. Now it seems like so many people, like professional people, want to do it. They seem pretty good at it.
Yeah.
So... I wrote down some animes that I thought of as I was watching this that it kind of reminds me of. I don't know if you ever saw Parasite, or Shiki, or Death Note, but those are...
I saw Death Note.
Yeah, those are the three that it kind of reminds me of, where it's like, there's a lot of blood. I don't know if there's a ton of blood in Death Note. It's been a while since I watched it, but like death and demons are like a big prevalent part in this show, like they are.
Kind of the vibe I'm getting from, not necessarily from the first episode, but from that trailer we just watched, is a little bit of Bleach. Did you ever watch Bleach?
I never watched Bleach, no.
Okay. I'm getting some Bleach vibes from that.
Is Bleach like, is it more adult or is it more like?
It's like, yeah, it's like young adult to do adult. It was an Adult Swim show.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it too not? I think it was Adult Swim. And then, yeah, I mean, but it was a lot about like, it was about like demons from like a spirit world. And it was a lot about like samurai slash ninja stuff.
I see.
In a similar way. And then like in the trailer, it just said like he joins the Demon Slayer Corps. And it's like the same thing happens in Bleach. Like a guy who doesn't know anything about that whole world joins this like ghost hunting corps, basically. So similar. So I was kind of getting that from it.
Or like even Attack on Titan, where they're like, now they're all joining the, you know, Titan killing corps. Like,
yeah,
it's a pretty, it seems like a pretty common trope as well for animes where it's like, I have to go join the thing, the group that is responsible for taking care of the problem. It's like they're always doing that.
Yeah. And I think what's interesting about like Attack on Titan is it was always kind of ground, a little bit more grounded. Like Demon Slayer and Bleach, I think, are both more in the like kind of superpower realm almost, where like it seems like they're going to start learning techniques and stuff for like some sort of magic-esque stuff to like fight the demons, right? Like that's kind of what I'm getting from this. So that's same thing with Bleach, is like they all had their own like, you know, hidden powers and stuff and like secret arts that they would use,
and they have to say the name of the thing, like
yeah,
water power thing and attack, and they do it.
Man, I don't, that first two seasons of Bleach were actually pretty cool, not gonna lie. All of their swords had their own personalities.
Oh my god!
Say the name of their swords and shit. It was cool. It's kind of cool.
That sounds. I mean, I heard
probably have liked it if you'd watched it.
I've only ever heard people talk shit on Bleach, so I never watched it. But
it basically had the first two arcs were like really good, and then after that, it just completely fell off a cliff.
So okay.
Like, but it does have like, it does have one complete arc, which tells like a complete story, which is pretty good. I actually recently watched it either last year or the year before, and I only watched those first two arcs, and then I just didn't watch the rest of it.
Okay.
So,
worth interesting. Visiting. All right.
So for you guys, where does this fall in all the animes you've watched, either good and bad or among the good ones? Where does this for you guys?
Are you asking me if this is a binge or cringe, Josh?
Mm-hmm. Just like in relation to like other anime.
Josh is just trying to get out of this. Trying to get out of talking about this one at all.
He's asking us questions. What the fuck? It's an anime episode. Josh has left the building.
Yeah, give me an even a longer lengthier opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it.
I just have nothing to compare it to.
Yeah, well, we're working on that, buddy.
We'll build up your.
I feel it. Yeah. I feel it.
Next week is Bleach.
Yeah. That's a better question. Okay, so I posed the same question to you. I'll answer, but what would you compare this to, Josh, of things you've seen? Like, what is this comparable to?
Nothing. I haven't watched anything like this.
Well, that's cool. Josh loves it. I can tell.
And I just did not enjoy it.
It compares to, so I don't, there's a lot of stuff I don't like in anime, and a lot of stuff that like the like wacky stuff like we were talking about earlier. I used to not watch anime specifically because that annoyed me. Like I didn't find it funny, and it just like was too cringe that I wouldn't want to watch the stuff. But now I feel almost like desensitized to it because I've watched enough animes that did it a little bit here and there. Now it doesn't really bother me unless it goes on for a long time. I would compare this to, like, I like this because of, like I said before, I like it because it's so dark. And when a show is darker, a lot of times it'll feel, there's just like more weight to it. It'll feel more realistic. I can't say it felt super realistic having watched this episode, but I like the I like demons. I like we've talked about before.
Story was cool.
Story was cool. I liked Shiki, which was a anime about like vampires. I don't know. It ticks a lot of boxes for me with what I like, you know.
Is this one of the better ones you've seen then? For both of you? I didn't know if I was watching.
I don't know if I'd say that. I don't know if I'd say that.
I don't know. I think like for me, if I had just watching this first episode alone, this probably would have been one that I bounced off of. But I have heard outside of me just watching this first episode that this show is pretty good. So that kind of makes me want to watch more of it.
Like if you were to watch the rest of the season, you mean? It's probably better. Gets better.
Yeah, I have a feeling that it gets pretty good. So like to me, that's enough of an interest to watch more of it. But based on the first episode, like it so far kind of feels like a lot of animes out there that I don't necessarily, you know, like I don't watch a lot of anime, like honestly. Like I watch a fair amount, but I don't like watch, you know, I don't watch a lot of it. So to me, it's like, it's kind of like my eyes kind of glaze over. Like if you've ever downloaded like the Funimation app or anything like that, and or like Crunchyroll, and you've just gone through the lists of animes, you'll see a lot of similar looking ones, right? Where just like, to me, I'm just, my eyes glaze over and I'm just like, these all look like the same show. So, so to me, watching this first episode of this, it's interesting. And I think it had a better impression than some other shows on HBO, on Netflix, like that Seven Deadly Sins show. I don't know if you ever saw that.
Yeah. It looks just like it. Or it would be, not having seen it. Right.
Exactly. So like, to me, and I didn't, you know, like that Seven Deadly Sins show is not up my alley at all. So, but this one does interest me. And I do like the story. Like the story is interesting to me and the world is interesting. Kind of just because it reminds me of Bleach a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know. It does fall into like a lot of those same anime tropes. I think this would probably be a good, like a first starter anime to watch. Like it feels like it's hitting a lot of those same beats and a lot of the same, like, this is what you're going to get with like a anime, like where the character has a sword and is fighting monsters, which is like a huge chunk of what animes are.
We should show Josh Death Note.
Death Note? Now, see, I went and put this on the same tier as Death Note. Death Note was really good.
Cowboy Bebop, you know what anime? Else?
Yes.
Yes.
I like that way better than, I think I even said cringe maybe at the time. Mm-hmm. I would watch that way over this one.
Wow, interesting.
So what's interesting about that too is like Cowboy Bebop kind of was introduced to America through Adult Swim mostly.
Yeah.
And I feel like Adult Swim, you have to give them credit for like, they did a really good job of picking animes that they think would translate well to America. Because like a lot of shows that introduced people to that, to anime came from they saw it through Adult Swim. So they were like really good curators because there were a lot of really good shows on there. That's why I think like Death Note was on Adult Swim too. So I just wonder, I bet you would like Death Note. Also, Death Note has one of the best first episodes.
Ooh. Like
ever, is the dialogue, but I think this one, the story seemed good. It was something about the dialogue, like what you just mentioned, Jake, about when he was commenting or narrating like, oh, the snow is what made me fall. And now I'm back. But they did that like the whole episode where it was constant like narration of what they were doing instead of it. Well, yeah, we just watched you almost fall because of the snow.
Right. It's all in his head. Yeah.
It was a lot of just saying what was happening. You didn't have to narrate or say any of that. We saw that happen.
And it was a little awkward. Yeah. That's what I meant by like the dialogue was a little bit awkward. Some of his internal dialogue and stuff. And that's something that I think, sometimes that's if you watch an anime, some animes are just like that. You have to kind of look past a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a translation thing or what, but sometimes it's just a little awkward.
I really think this is maybe what this is an anime that is just one of the best or the better versions of many of the other shows, like you were saying, Jake, where it's like you see this giant list of main hero fights demons, and this one actually is just like doing it right most of the time. Yeah. Whereas, you know, maybe the other one's not so much, but because yeah, that's another big trope, is the always like the characters' mental monologues going on and on before they like engage in a fight. Like, what move is he gonna make? Like, I need to remember this training. Let me do a flashback to when I was being trained. Like, yep. It's just yeah. like beat by beat by beat.
Starting out,
yeah.
Starting out weak and naive and like as yep. a total beginner and like slowly learning your way up to the top. Like, that's also a very, very anime thing. So
yeah,
there's a lot of tropes here, but there is enough of it that is interesting to me, though.
One note I have is the music. I really like the music in this. I thought it was really good and hype and like fit in the parts that it was supposed to be there. Like the fight scene with the hatchet. I was like, okay, yep. I really like this fight scene. There's enough to like to make me enjoy it. And the things that I didn't like weren't so bad that I disliked it.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? I thought it was cool. Like, there's a lot of times where in the show where, like, when the guy, when Mr. Edgelord showed up, Demon Slayer, yep. when he showed up, I was like, okay, I know exactly who this character is. But I did like when they had that fight, and like, so they're basically what happened during that fight is like, he shows up because he's there to kill his sister, who was just turned into a demon, right? And his job is to kill demons. There's kind of a back and forth, and like he's like kind of, they kind of convinces this kind of edgelord guy who you think is not go, who you think is just going to be like totally like, no, I'm going to kill this demon, like straight minded. He kind of convinces him to have a little bit of compassion and like let him go. But when he was doing when they kind of had a brief fight, there was a moment where like the main character throws like a, he like runs and like throws a rock at his head, and then at the same time he like throws a hatchet up into the air and like kind of, and then like runs at him, and like it's just kind of this cool moment where it's like it kind of reveals that like, oh, the main character is actually kind of smart.
He
like,
has potential.
He has potential. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I thought the way they did that was cool, because a lot of shows will just, they'll kind of be lazy about it, and they'll just be like, oh, he hit my sword and I flinched or
right.
something.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Like, wow, he has strength.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time holding him back. Like, stuff like that. That's what yep. you usually expect. But with this show, it was like, no, he's smart. Like, he had, like, an interesting difference that I actually kind of liked.
Yeah. It is always that. It's always that fight indicates, that, like, first fight always indicates the strength of the character, but also the weakness of the character. Like, he was, yeah. he stumbled because of he wasn't sure of himself, but he won because he was smart. Whereas, like,
yeah,
I feel like we see a lot of characters where they win because they're so strong, but their fault is that they're like their anger, you know, like that's yeah. like, that's like a Vegeta thing. Like, you can look at each character. It's like Vegeta has anger issues. Goku's Superman. He doesn't really have downside, I'd say.
Goku is always just like, he's weaker than the enemy, but he keeps on fighting the enemy and eventually becomes stronger than the enemy. Like, that's basically Goku, right?
Yeah.
And it's usually through strength, like not usually yeah. smarts or anything.
Right. It's so crazy that he's just such a dumb character. Like, right. It's literally just like more power, more power, more power.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's like John Cena. Yeah. Just doesn't exactly. give up. Yeah. yeah. I have a note that says Ghost Demon Mode in the Sun. I don't remember what that was.
Oh, yeah. She, his sister. So basically the guys decides to let them go, and he explains to them, one, that they need to go find somebody. I forget who exactly. But two, keep your sister out of the sun, because that's going to make her go demon mode.
I see.
And, like, the only reason that she calmed down was because there's cloud coverage now.
Okay, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was in the first episode?
Yep. The first yep. episode was all mostly that scene where she were like out in the woods where they meet that guy, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. just a little bit of build up and character background, but yeah. That's pretty much it.
But yeah, I do agree with you though. The music was really good. I really liked the animation in it too.
That is a big part that made me enjoy it. I like the hand drawn animation. I like it.
Characters' designs too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, all of that's pretty good. So, like, that's the thing is, it's like, it's got some tropes to it, but there's a lot of foundational stuff that makes me interested in seeing more of it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it sounds like we're about to that point. I'll start off. I did like this enough to keep watching it, and I'm almost to the end of season one at this point.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was a big binge for me. I don't know. I was hooked, and it is exactly that, what you're saying. It feels just like a really well-made version of a lot of other animes we've like seen around, right? And so I like it. I like the animation. Part of it, it's just like a fantasy movie or like Lord of the Rings or like fantasy stuff. Like usually it can be kind of not great and I'll still watch it because I like it. And that's how I feel about this. So let's go. Jake, what did you think?
I was kind of lukewarm on it, but I will probably watch more of it just because I've heard enough people say it's really good that I feel like I've seen enough to think that it probably does get pretty good. So I'll keep watching it.
Okay. All right. We come to Josh. Jake, what do you think he's going to say?
I think he's going to say cringe.
I think he's going to say cringe. Yeah. That's fine.
That's okay. It's okay.
I think he's going to say binge. He's probably going to say binge. It was a cringe for me.
We'll just keep trying.
Keep trying.
I
think it was the narration for me. It was the dialogue. Like I couldn't get behind everything that they were doing. They also had to say that they were doing. But maybe it was just first time. I like the story. I like the idea of the demons and the demon slayer. Idea, but I can't. Not for me.
We will find an anime for Josh.
Yeah,
like you have in mind.
I think our tactic here. I have an idea. So, the Guardians of the of Justice has anime scenes into it. We need to find shows that slip in anime.
You're just
kind of like get him, you know, test the waters.
Like a boiling frog.
Right? Yeah. Next thing he knows, he's just in there watching binging anime. Yeah. He's got a Crunchyroll subscription before he knows it.
He's farther into it than we are.
Oh yeah. Well, that's Demon Slayer. Not a bad show overall. Not too bad. We'll take a little break, and when we come back, I have a game for us. It's an old fan favorite. It's Quizzards. We'll be right back. All right. One of the worst intro songs that I've done is Quizzard. So we're going to play that here and play this game. And also in writing this game, I realized it's actually not a quiz game that I made for this. But I already put it all together. So let's just listen to it and cringe at this fucking, this shit. Hold on. Look, turn it up a little bit or turn it off completely. Okay, here we go.
Do you know the answer to the questions I ask? If you don't know the answer, surely you will not pass.
I hate this shit.
Hello, it's Dobby here. If you're to free Dobby from his shackles, you must first pass the quiz. If you score lower than 4 right answers, Dobby will be eaten alive by that spider in the forest. Please don't let Dobby die. Please.
All right. That's Quizzards.
Beautiful.
Let's save Dobby.
I gotta save Dobby. Dobby's life is once again on the line. I do believe you ended up saving him somehow in the last time we played this game. So
we had a bonus question to save Dobby, and we ended up saving him at the last second.
Wow.
Was this a team effort or?
Yeah, we can say team effort. And I think Dobby said you have to get 4 questions right. And I only have 6 questions. So Didn't okay. really. All right. I think you can beat this game. It's not a hard game. These are more puzzles than quizzes, though. So okay. I'm going to read you the clue, and you tell me what animated movie, because we watched the anime, how I came up with this. that's about the only thread that ties this. It's an animated movie, or, you know, like CGI-ish, you know, whatever, it's animated. So I'll read you the question, the riddle, and you tell me the movie. Are these all movies? Yes. The movie that this is from. So number one, there is a snowman and he's the main character, bro. Disney heads who like this movie just can't let it go.
I know the answer.
Yes, Jake.
Frozen.
Where's my yes? Yes, you got it. Frozen. Let me do a cash register. You got it. So, okay, 1 out of 6 down. He's the boss.
Don't even worry, buddy.
Don't even worry.
I've got a little bit to drink.
Jake's weaving in and out of the conversation.
Don't even worry, Dobby.
Yeah, Dobby's like, oh, I'm fucked. He's the boss. That much is true. If you've seen this movie, you'd say gaga goo goo.
Boss Baby.
Yep. You got it again. That's Boss Baby. Jake coming in hot. How about... Hi, Jake. How about this one? He's got one eye. His friend has two. They have another friend that says gaga goo goo. He's got one eye. His friend has two. They have another friend that says gaga goo goo. What is this movie?
Monsters, Inc.
Yep.
Got it again.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. I wanted Dobby to live today. How about this one? A fairy tale movie that you'll watch till it's over. The main character is a swampy boy. Some say an ogre. Fuck. Too easy.
Hey, what? Swampy boy. Some say an ogre.
Yeah.
It's oh. Shrek.
Yep.
Finally. Yep. All right. How about this one?
I'll let Josh answer the next
one. Oh, yeah. Josh, you're on this next one.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
He's looking for his son. He's under the sea. Do all fish drink their own pee?
I do not know.
You don't know.
This is so easy.
He's looking for his son.
These are so easy.
Under the sea.
Is this Finding Nemo?
Oh! Yep. Got it. There you go. Dobby's fucking in the clear.
The only one I haven't known is Boss Baby. I don't even know how you got that one.
I instantly got that one.
He's like... On repeat.
I've seen it so many times.
He loves that Boss Baby. Who doesn't, though?
Oh, yeah.
Something on this dude just keeps getting longer. It's part of his body. It's not his donger. What is a... I don't know who wrote this shit.
It's an animated porno. It's
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio?
Pinocchio!
Speaking of Pinocchio, did you guys see the trailer for the new Pinocchio?
Oh, my God. What?
Voice actor?
No, hold on.
Oh my God.
Hold up.
You've got to look this up. You've got to look up new Pinocchio voice. Just Google that.
Is this going to be safer work?
This right here? 1 month ago? Okay.
Yes.
We'll play this. Oh, wait. Guillermo del Toro made this, so I think it's going to be good. Or is this something different? This is different. This is awesome. Oh my God, there's two different ones, but looking at the names here... What the
top one is the one I'm thinking of.
Fuck. Pauly Shore?
I didn't even know. Just listen to Pinocchio's voice.
Okay. Let me turn this up a little bit.
There you go. Now, what should we name you? Maybe Leonardo. No, he'd grow up to be a turtle who only cares about pizza.
Christ, this is bad already. I cannot believe they made this.
Believe my eyes, your name will be Pinocchio.
What studio is this? I thought they made legitimate movies. This looks... Oh, no. Oh, no.
Play the voice. Play.
Oh, no. Okay.
Go back a little bit.
Yeah, here we go.
Father, when can I leave to be on my own?
Oh, no. Oh, he's back. Be on my own.
father. When can I leave to be on my own? I've got the whole world to see. You
are oh my special. God, dude. The world is full of people. This is so bad. Timeless
story. I'll leave to be on my own.
I need to hear more now.
Our last few shows barely had any that audience. Part.
Oh,
that one part is my favorite part.
That's it? That's the peak? Okay. I don't know.
That's the peak, I think.
Oh, yeah. If you skip to highlight, it's right here.
Yeah.
Father, when can I leave to be on my own?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe they put that in there. That's insanity. That is complete insanity. What the fuck are they thinking? Oh, here you go. Comments are turned off. That's how you know it's good. Pauly Shore, John Heder, and Tom Kenny.
I don't recognize those other two.
Oh my God, it's Napoleon Dynamite guy. Yes. This just keeps getting better. Holy shit. Oh my God. So washed up. The ultimate washed up movie. Oh my God. Who the fuck? That's amazing. Oh, that's gonna have to be one we watch.
Oh my God.
Unreal.
Oh.
Yeah, let's hear it one more time.
One more time.
One more time here.
Pizza.
Oh, that's a stupid. Here you go.
Father, when can I leave to be on my own?
I've got the so whiny.
On my own.
You need the nail emote. You are too special. Every time I hear that, I think of the nail emote where you're like painting your nails.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, like he's doing his nail. He's like, Father. He's like bitching to his dad. Oh, my God. The animation in this looks so bad. Like, yeah, it looks like dated.
I don't like the style of it. The way the characters look.
Yeah.
He's doing that backflip thing.
Are you made of wood? You will become a star, my boy.
Let's see if we can find, what's his name? Let's see if we can find John Heater's voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pinocchio!
It does look like an early 2000s, like, animation. He did a flip again.
Yeah, he does look.
Did you seriously think that you...
Look at that cat! Look so at far, how bad that looks.
No, so far, there's no nose growing in this trailer.
Yeah, true, true.
Bella.
There is a fairy. Her name is Lucilda. I'm sure she could turn...
Dude, this reminds me of... God damn, looks bad. Food Fight? You remember hearing that movie, Food Fight?
A real boy.
Let's go, Tibor! Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Just the way.
Take the adventure.
My name is Lucille.
I need to hear that.
I'm sure she could turn you into a real boy.
Let's go, Tibble. Great adventures away.
Take the adventure.
I did want to see
so
the
bad.
That's a good voice.
She is the most beautiful thing the world has to offer.
Oh my God, Pauly Shore.
Pinocchio is not just a puppet. He's a miracle.
Whoa, did you hear that voice? Listen to this.
With no strings attached.
Pinocchio is not just a puppet, he's a miracle.
It sounds like it's recorded in a tin can. Did you hear that? What the fuck?
Recorded on the go on his phone.
Yeah.
Went straight over my tongue.
Featuring the voices of Pauly Shore.
Oh, here we go.
High-quality material.
He did it again. Did you hear that? I made it out of high-quality material.
High-quality material.
John Heder.
I promise to look after him at all times.
And Tom Kenny.
I just need you.
He's the horse.
He's the horse.
John Heder's the horse. Yeah. Man.
A true story.
Gotcha.
You've only seen my good side, but now
a true story.
Get it? Because it's about lying.
Clever.
Mamma mia.
I still never saw his nose grow.
His nose, yeah, it never does. Whoo! That's a good find there, Jake. Boy. 2 million views. People are making fun of this, I'm sure.
I found it on TikTok, so.
Oh, wow. That's so good. That's so good. All right. Well, that.
Sorry, not to interrupt the game.
No, that's fine. That was the icing on the cake there. That was a cherry on top. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap this episode up. I don't know what we're watching next week. We'll figure it out. But we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Nice. We did it. We recorded two episodes. Woo!
Good stuff.
Dude, that fucking Pinocchio thing, though. Oh, my God. So good. Can I be on that?
Got the whole world to see.
Oh, man. Polly's back.
Like, Polly Shore, does your voice just naturally do that? Do what?
Whine at the end of every sentence.
Yeah.
Father, I want to say.
I leave to be on my own. I've got the.
That's so good.
I want to say there's a TikTok of Polly Shore reacting to people reacting to his voice.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, shit.
I wonder, it wouldn't surprise me if he was like a far right guy at this point. You know what I mean?
I don't even know what he's doing. You know,
that's probably gross, but I'd like to just hear him speak alt-right shit with his voice.
Yeah, that would actually be good.
I love Trump.
I'll see you January 6th. So let's see. He's done more. Like, he's just started doing like kids stuff, it looks like. Oh, he's in the Midnight Gospel? What? Episode 4? Oh, this show. I was thinking that other show, I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, yeah, they were calling it the Yassification of Pinocchio.
That's perfect.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of really good TikToks.
Yeah, you'll have to share some of those. I am interested.
Yeah. But I'll look around. I think there's one where he's like, Pauly Shore is kind of defending himself a little bit.
Oh, no.
He's like saying something like, what? They told me to try something new or something like that. And he's like, that's what I did.
Wow. That's funny. Stuck in the Hood. He's in a show with Dr. Dre. Man, I think Pauly Shore may be making the comeback. Which I don't.
Everyone, there's this tweet. Everyone thinks the new Pinocchio is gay because it's the first time Gen Z has heard Pauly Shore.
Yeah. That's great. Very true. Dude, I used to be a big fan of Pauly Shore, honestly, though. Like his.
He's had some good stuff.
What was that comedy?
There's a couple. Where they're in the little dome.
Oh, Encino
That's
Man.
Biodome,
yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking of Biodome.
Yeah, Biodome, Encino Man. There was another one, Stepchild or something? Stepbrother?
Where he, like, is on a farm or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That one was my favorite. Yeah. That's a really good one. That was good.
Yeah. I forget what that one's called. It's like something. I'm sure if I type in Pauly Shore farm movie.
Yeah.
Son-in-law,
yep. Oh, man, I watched that shit so much.
So did I. That
what is that?
There you go.
Have you not seen that one?
No, just what he had on his screen there, Stuck in the Hood, is one of his projects.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what this is.
Isn't that like Trump hair?
Yeah, it is.
I'm trying to figure out if he's right-wing.
Story written. Oh, so he wrote this story. I think he's trying to probably pitch this. Here you go. Hardcore Trumper, Tucker's attitude, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, he's like a Trump guy and he's stuck in the hood. Maybe not good. Maybe don't make this. I guess he's trying to make this show. Son-in-law. Yep. There you go. Oh, Pauly Shore. Good on you. Good on him for staying relevant.
Make that paper.
Yep.
Son-in-law has a 21% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, no. No. My childhood.
Dude, I remember laughing
my ass
off at that movie.
Our parents must have fucking hated us because I would just watch it on repeat. Oh, it's done? Rewind. Oh, yeah. Play.
Yep.
I would also watch Ace Ventura on repeat over and over and over. The second
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I could. Yeah,
25.
Similar spaces.
Eesh. Yep. Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Would also watch that a lot.
But you know what? There was an era. There was an era in comedy where critics hated every comedy movie that ever came out.
Yeah.
But a lot of them went on to be like classics.
So. Yeah. I mean, this has a 72% fan. This has an 81% fan. Waterboy.
Son-in-law had a 58%. But
look at this. Waterboy. You think of that as like a comedy classic from, you know, the 90s.
Yeah.
Got panned. Billy Madison, 41. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bad movies. Yeah.
Critics have always hated comedy movies.
Yeah.
Yep.
What did Step Brothers get?
Step Brothers? Let's see.
Yeah. Jeez.
I bet it's high. 55.
Not great.
Not great. How does this, whatever the fuck this is. Yeah, Step Brothers was huge.
Yeah.
And then, so you're telling me whatever the fuck this is a better movie than Step Brothers. I don't believe it.
Oh, I've seen that one. Yeah, that one's not better than Step Brothers at all.
Man, there's a lot of Will Ferrell, like after Step Brothers, I think Will Ferrell's movies just.
Will Ferrell is always hit or miss.
Ooh, that's a, look at that, 1%.
Mostly miss.
Wow.
Damn, I haven't seen that. 2% Meet the Spartans. These are all the post Scary Movie guy movies.
I think those are literally the same people.
Yeah, I think so.
People. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Vampire Suck. God damn. They just
Love Guru.
Yeah, this is the last time he tried to make a comeback. And that's how it panned out. So
yep, that didn't work
out. Everybody kind of forgot about this, I think.
You know what? Yes Man, not that bad of a movie.
I liked Yes Man.
You guys ever saw that? Yeah, Yes Man was not bad.
With Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. All right.
I remember seeing the trailer for that movie and thinking it was going to be terrible. So I was like, what a stupid like premise for a movie. But then I saw the movie and I was like, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. I liked the like court scene. I remember thinking that was funny. But, yep, comedy's not doing so good.
They don't even make them anymore.
Yeah.
Last one I remember was that terrible Will Ferrell Sherlock Holmes movie.
Kind of sealed the deal. They don't sell anywhere other than the United States, so why make them?
Yeah, I think that's the problem, is they don't do well internationally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, why bother?
Yep.
All right, fellas. Comedy. Death of comedy. Another one in the books. We are probably over quite a bit on time, but thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.